the 13th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a national town hall discussion on poverty and homelessness in America.
It's a matter of life and death for the people who are homeless.
I'm not giving up, and I don't want nobody to feel sorry for me.
What we got here is a problem of human beings being treated like refuse, and I think the only solution is some sort of moral awakening.
This year's Homelessness Marathon will originate live from the streets of Detroit, Michigan. The program begins Tuesday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. and concludes Wednesday, February 24th at 8 a.m. Please consider listening to all or part of the 2010 Homelessness Marathon broadcast right here on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland or at WRUW.org.
Looking for counseling or therapy? Struggling with mood problems or anxiety? The Case Western Reserve University's Psychology Department Clinic is available to provide flexible, low-cost counseling for adults and children in the Cleveland community. If you'd like to learn more about their psychological services, you can call 216-368-0719 and speak to one of their clinic coordinators. That number again is 216-368-0719.
Radio. You can't say on the radio. You can't say on the radio. Okay, boys and girls, let's try it all together now.
You can't say on the radio. You can't say on the radio. You can't say on the radio. You can't say on the radio.
This program may contain material that may be objectionable to some members of the listening audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi there. So, you're listening to WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. And the show is Press the Button. We'll be making some sounds and noise, and if you want to add into the mix at all, when the phone stops ringing, your voice will be live on the air. The phone number to call would be area code 216-368-2208. And again, when the phone stops ringing, your voice will be live on the air. Okay.
I went to Vegas last weekend.
So what number?
Like a fat little pig. that vitamin 65, and that's, and I pay that on top of whatever we discuss as adults.
Right.
Where is your child, old lady Sloan? How is your child? Where is the child you eat it like a sow? Corpus to the dig, delightful, lovely.
I'm not sure.
heard my baby crying.
Making sure that your truck's tight, not too loose for the situation that you're in. Because it's a steep hill, you always want to have your truck's tight because you get speed wobbles. You must always check the nuts and bolts that hold the truck to the board, because if you lose one of those nuts, chances are you're going to fall down and really hurt yourself. See, now that you got your skateboard tightened up, tuned in.
Years ago, we recorded We Are the World to help Africa. Now it's time to help Haiti.
So please download to donate at world25.org.
Hi, I'm Jamie Foxx. 25 years ago, Quincy Jones gathered an amazing group of artists and musicians to create We Are the World, written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. I'm so proud to be able to share a new version of that song with a video by Academy Award winner, director Paul Hyams. 2 weeks ago, we found ourselves surrounded by a dazzling array of artists of all ages, backgrounds, and genres, but all of whom share a common commitment to take action to help people rise from the ground. As artists, we hope that you enjoy the video and join us in this rare simulcast to millions around the world, as we ask you to please do more than just watch. Reach deep into your hearts and give anything you can. Whatever you have, how big or how small, it all counts. Thank you so much and enjoy the video.
Comes a time when we hit a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life,
the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day
that someone somehow will soon make a change.
We are all a part of God's great big family, and it's true, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the world.
The choice we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we'll make a better day, just you and me. Well, send them your heart,
oh,
so they know that someone cares.
their cries for help will not be in vain.
We can't let them suffer. No, we cannot turn away.
Right now, they need a helping hand.
No, someone lie. We are the children.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Just believe, there's no way we can fall.
Well, let us realize, all that change can only come when we stand together as one.
We are the world.
We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the children.
We are the ones who make a better day. So let's start giving.
Gotta start giving.
There's a choice we're making.
Make a better day, just you and me.
Haiti.
He has a letter for you from the manager of your company in Paris.
Oh.
Well, okay. Let him in.
D-E-F-G.
Mr. Tesla. Mr.
Wow.
H-I-J-K-L.
All right, fella.
M-N-O-P.
Yes, Mr. Edison.
R-S-C-U-V-W.
It says here.
Y-C.
Okay, Tesla, consider yourself into
A-A-B-B-C-C-T-E-E-F-G-E-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-U-I
I would like to talk about the mere benefit of humanity.
X-Y-Z.
If you said that anywhere else, Mr. Tesla, I might not
amazing, beautiful creatures dancing, excites the forest
blaze.
In my heart, how I do jump like the hoodoo. Listen to the music so nicely organ plays. Quietly rest the sleepy tiger under the vine tree at the waterside, and X marks the place neath the yellow moon where the Zulu chief and I did hide.
Gumnandi, Gumnandi, where lagi temnamiti.
Ipi mali.
But I'll say it just to reach you too.
The next thing to do is look for a good skateboarding spot.
Crowded streets just aren't the place to ride. I mean, you can't have any fun skateboarding across the streets. There's just too much in the way, like pedestrians, cars, parking meters. Sooner or later, you're going to run into something or someone.
This man is none other than the editor of Century Magazine.
Well, I don't suppose Mr. Tesla has even heard of Century, where he comes from. You're French, aren't you?
I've been working there, but I was born in Liga.
And who knows? Maybe Lika is another birthplace of wonderful things. What do you say, Tom?
Never heard of the place.
Sex.
It's on the border.
I know what it says here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
No, I know, it's so sick. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Well, I'm pretty
feeling
it.
Such a nice day.
Yeah, it really is.
And there's no wasted power for long distance
transmission. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You're explaining like crazy stuff to me. I'm very drunk.
But it's really good, the cocaine in Las Vegas.
Wait a minute, you're not drunk?
Talking about energy and the number
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
You don't see every day.
We'll be here tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Shot.
Something I loved from my childhood. Something that could never, ever possibly destroy us. Mr. Stay Puft.
Goodbye. I'm sure we'll be seeing more of each other, Mr. Tesla.
We used to roast Stay Puft marshmallows by the fire at Camp Alcanda.
Ray has gone bye-bye, you got. What have you got left?
Sorry, Beckman. I'm terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought. Huh?
Well, here's a snappy little number.
Well, I've got an eye for brains, Catherine. He's a bit wrong-headed, but,
he's
got something to say. Now, we'll knock some sense into him, you'll see.
You at home listening to this record, you sing too.
Temporary.
Okay, you can turn it over now.
Sure thing, Ernie.
Harry, not the piano, the record. Turn over the record.
Sorry.
Don't go yet, Nicky. Stay for a moment and tell about some of the things you've been telling me.
Hey!
About that first in.
Well, here's a snappy little
and
number.
And your family in that place where you were born. Bleak, isn't it?
Okay.
Yes.
Nicky spoke five languages when he was only a child. And his mother has invented all kinds of things, too. But she can't read or write, can you imagine? And his father was a priest. Of course, in the Orthodox Church, they're allowed to marry. You aren't married, are you, Nicky?
All right! Woo! Are you guys having a good time tonight? All right, well, here comes the hottest act in our show. Please welcome up my lovely co-host, Miss Julie Atlas Muse.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, baby.
One couple cougar. Okay. Sing
a little. Yeah, speak yourself. You're not cramming in the bag.
Who are you?
Oh, you really
are.
Well,
let's go.
Make it simple to last your whole life.
My name's Hiram Brown, president of Western Union Telegraph Company.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Brown.
I'm prepared to finance the development of your motor, Mr. Tesla.
Are you prepared to finance all further work on the
motor? Let's see what happens to the motor.
I will construct it only with my own work. You just made it.
Pretty talk, Eric.
Ganda.
Exactly how much
will it be?
$30,000
and
$5,000
for the
workshop. Well, they get a plane each bigger and get up here.
Sing
I'll make out
a cosas buenas, no malas.
Sing of happy, not sad.
Alegre, no triste.
Sing.
Canta.
Sing a song.
Canta una canción.
Ich bin sicher, dass es in der Natur eine prinzipiellere Energie gewinnen geben muss als dieses hier. Bitte, Herr Tesla, braucht man die ganze Natur liegt vor Ihnen. Niemand verbietet Ihnen etwas. Entdecken Sie das. Sie werden alle glücklich.
Helen, check this out.
We're getting you on camera for posterity.
Minden hangot ötörösen hallok.
Jóvagy meglik, ha lehetett a túlérzékenységet ezen fog múlni.
Maja csó lesz a baleset.
Mort! Spitzbergur! It's like the herb that's foreign to burn, it's least his last in eepy knifey. And this Bergabur has veered the frog's legs.
Uncle Kermit!
Eat up and drink up and maybe you think of the day when we think up and maybe you think of the day when we say.
Let's meet our contestants, Sarah and Ben. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Sarah. All right, give it up for Ben. Yeah! See, why don't you take your places over here and let me explain. Ladies and gentlemen, in the first half of our show, both our contestants are going to take a turn spinning this wheel back here.
This step inside my shade in the
most podcast.
I have to remind you, eyes and fabulous burlesque act. Why, you might see an act like this. Behind the other act could be an act that is so strange and disturbing you never know what it might be. You might see an act like that. The great Nippolini! Grand prize. Well, right now, let's spin the wheel and see what they're going to have. Give it a yank, Julie. Round and round.
I'm not an insurance man. You must take my word. You will have to rely on instinct, intuition, and imagination. I shall switch back to that.
And here we go with the Citizen Kane of bad movies.
That's more like the Caddyshack 2 of bad movies.
I thought Howard the Duck was the Caddyshack 2 of bad movies.
Which one do you like, Sarah?
I want this one.
We're going to bring our two contestants center stage because we're going to find out which contestant can fit the most marshmallows in their mouth. Is it this? All right, whoever can fit the most marshmallows in their mouth is going to win $500 this or that dollars.
On your mark, get set, go!
Here we have frost legs on my plate.
Tear the fibers from the seed.
I'm trying not to poke right now.
We'll be doing that by using a spoon and pushing along the contour of the seed, following the grain of the fiber, and slowly moving the fibers
to the seed
in this way. The first thing we will do is we will wash the mango.
Alright! How many did she fit in her mouth, Julie?
Look at this furry thing. He's like, furry frog made his mouth.
Now run!
Well, there we go. Shrugs like
Criswell predicts the weather every night at 6 and 11 on Eyewitness News
with Dennis O'Donnell on sports.
Six strategies for developing your portion
Here
control
we have
habit.
Frog's legs
Number
on my
one.
Plate. I'm trying not to bulk right now. I think I have to do this.
Chris?
Drifted in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our... My friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
But that's all in the past.
We're interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable.
Those cue cards steady. Come on, Criswell, don't move your eyes too much. Keep it together.
Story of what happened on that fateful day.
In the future.
All the evidence, based only on the secret testimony.
His hair looks like ocean beach at high tide. I think I see a tiny Kelly Slater in the curl.
The places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty.
Let us punish your hairstylist.
The innocent. My friend.
My lover.
And your heart stand. The shocking facts about... grave robbers from outer space.
Well, my heart is pretty... Hey, you can't just ask a question like that and not give me time to answer.
Not fair. Vampyra, also known as Ann Coulter.
Gregory Walcott. He was actually in some decent movies, like Mr. Roberts, The Iger Sanction, Norma Rae.
So then this kind of wipes that whole career slate clean.
You know, you name your son Dudley Manlove, and you pretty much guarantee he'll have a huge presence at the Folsom Street Fair.
Oh, his name on a tombstone wasn't far off.
William C. Thompson is something of a legend at the Folsom Street Fair as well.
Right, but you may know him as C. Hamilton Thunder Penis.
C stands for...
Voila.
You might want to ramp down the terror music until something actually happens.
Oh, wow. Written, produced, directed. The poor guy wasn't smart enough to spread the blame around.
The Reverend Lyle Lovett for some.
All of us on this earth know that there is a time to live and that there is a time to die.
Yep, time to die.
Yep. Those left behind.
Help me, Eddie.
More of a shock when death, the proud brother, comes suddenly without warning.
To an unsuspecting 90-year-old.
At sundown, a small group gathered in silent prayer around the newly opened grave of the beloved wife of an elderly man. Sundown of the day, yet also the sundown of the old man's heart.
Yeah, it's sundown of the heart, I suppose.
We'll confound it his very reason.
Well, what say we kill the rest of them with these here shovels?
And watch here, and you can actually see the heroin kick in, right?
Left the graveside.
Before convening in the church basement for ham buns, pasta salad, and lukewarm coffee.
Yep, they just moved too dang fast for us.
Guess we'll just have to kill the next group what comes along.
Chauncey, you ever think of chucking the grave-digging thing and getting into modern dance? Oh.
Thank you.
about an inch long and weighing only 3 grams. Poison dark frogs are native to tropical rainforests in Central and South America. They get their name from a highly toxic substance secreted from their skin, which certain tribes use to tip their hunting dogs. Toxins are some of the most lethal on Earth. There are over 200 species of poison frogs, and you can find 3 of them at the zoo. Poison dart frogs lose their toxins in captivity due to a change in diet, so don't worry unless you're a cricket. Come see them soon at the Oregon Zoo.
Suppose nature gave a war, and everybody came. The snakes, the herds, the lizards and frogs. And suppose that the polluters, the species on Earth called man, were the
greater. Yes. I knew that.
Then, business. The human race.
Country.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream.
Brill Cream.
Brill Cream.
Brill Cream.
Get Brill Cream today. Men, beware. Use 2 dabs of Brill Cream. Make your hair look disturbing. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream. A little dab will do ya. Cream.
And aeroplane flu. How very strange.
This man dared to use Brill Cream. Now he's in trouble. Now he's just a little disturbing. We refuse to get Brill Cream today. This man makes your hair look disturbing. We refuse to use 2 dabs of Brill Cream.
How do I keep track of it?
Men, beware.
You got me that time, Mac. American Flight 812.
Good Lord, that almost knocked the clipboard off the wall. It's Marie Callender.
Remember, it's 4 in the morning.
That's what they said.
Look, it flew over a children's book.
Oh, the director's cat is playing with the string again.
Bad puppy.
Oh, hell, Errol, let's dig one for me while we're at it.
Oh yeah, what if they make this like the amazing race? Oh, you know what? We should make it.
Yeah, we did have a competition.
Yeah.
How many of these do you have?
Like, you're in the region of Northern California.
Oh,
humans have to carry canteens and plastic water bottles to hump, but not this critter. Then, the water-holding frog burrows into the soggy earth to a depth of more than 3 feet. Come on, admit it. You'd need a shovel to do that, not just your hind legs. And here's where the frog really leaves Homo sapiens like us in the dust, or in this case, the mud. The frog is creating a kind of burial chamber for itself. It's preparing to go into a kind of coma as it waits for the next rainy season. After loading up on water, the frog sheds its skin in one piece. It's a frog skin bag, really, and the frog cocoons itself inside. This frog can stay underground dead, without food or water, for 2 years or more. Could you do that? We humans can barely go 6 hours without a super-sized fast food combo platter. 2 years? Forget it. When the rains finally fall again and the earth softens,
we play all kinds of music here on WRUW. But sometimes we just let things slide.
Your dial to WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland.
I want to know why I'm fine one minute and the next my body aches so bad I can't move.
I want to know why my hair is falling out. I'm only 17.
I'm tired all the time. Now, this rash. I just want to know what's going on.
When you don't have the right answers, it may be time to ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662.
Language was made so that people could learn to better understand each other. Now, language is an outlet for expression, especially through radio. So this program may contain material found objectionable by some members of the listening audience. WRUW promotes understanding, so listener discretion is advised.
Hi there. So, this is Press the Button, and needless to say, it's having its good moments, and it's having its kind of moments. So... various themes, and the themes are just kind of coming as they come into my head. So, if you... I'm having fun, at least, so... And that's what matters. So, I hope you enjoy the show. If you don't, well... I could say some things, but I can't say them on the air. So, have a wonderful day, and I will be back soon to at least tell you that some of the things may be objectionable, blah, blah, blah. But you'll hear that at some point in the halfway part of the hour. But the show is Press the Button, and to explain Press the Button, just to give you, it's a show of noise and just whatever kind of sound audio collage. Feel free to add it to the mix by giving a call at area code 216-368-2208. And when the phone stops ringing, your voice will be live on the air.
Hey guys, it's Mindy by Kitsy KK. Today I'm going to show you how to make a crushed orange soda for your doll. And this is what you need. You can find these things, like samples in there. So I got this mini tobacco sauce bottle. And I'm not sure where you can find it, but like maybe with a baked tobacco sauce bottle you can get these minis. So I bought one of these. And then the wrapper would be, like, wrapped around. So you just rip the wrapper off and, like, you take the excess off. And I'm going to do that later. And then, as you can see, it has, like, still a little bit of tobacco sauce in it. So you just take the bottle and you wash it out. And you wash the cap. And so we're going to make a crushed orange soda pop bottle. And so you want to make it orange-like. So you want to paint the cap orange with, like, orange paint here, and then you go on the internet. You go on the internet and you search for crush orange soda pop bottles, like that. And then, as you can see, over there, you see that crush thingy majig over there, like over here. You print that out. You want to make it skinny and long. And then, so you print that out. And, so you want to also wash your bottle. See? Okay, so let me just zoom it out. Okay, so you want to wash the bottle, and then I'm going to show you the rest of it. Alright, so, I've printed out the crush thingy, so it's going to be wrapped around this. Can't see it that much, but, oh well. So, you don't wrap it around first. Okay, you just put that aside. Then you take orange food coloring. And this is actually food coloring powder. So I'm going to use this because I don't have it. And you want to take this kind of mug and fill it with water. Just a little bit, like up to here.
That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh!
Yes, it's dedication like that that keeps them in their lofty positions as grave diggers.
Got a soundstage over there, Earl?
Boy, her parents were right to name her Vampyra.
She looks like that drunk English fella who sings about sex.
Amy Winehouse?
Right.
The sweeping grandeur of an Ed Wood film.
The grief of his wife's death became greater and greater.
Until he snapped and started dressing like Bat Masterson.
What?
You're on the air.
What?
Became a tune. A sweet memory of her joyous living.
Now filled with pizza boxes.
I wish she had once looked. It was now only a covering for her dead body.
The stucco, a mocking reminder of her withering flesh.
Giggle, giggle, geese, start to see. And you know what? Around the cookie with one bite out of it.
Okay, okay, enough with the narration. I'm getting depressed.
Anything you want to talk about, sir? That does happen sometimes. You gotta sing your praises, just say it.
Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, we're at the Pizza Hut.
What?
We're at the Taco Bell.
What?
We're at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
We at the Pizza Hut.
No.
We at the Taco Bell.
No.
We at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
What? We at the Pizza Hut. Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Wait a minute, I've got that taco smell, that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I got that pizza gut. I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
One, two, three, four.
Do you ever get that hungry feeling after school? Boy, I do. I'm so hungry, I could eat a wagon wheel.
When I'm slow on the draw and I need something to chaw, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When my 10-gallon hats are feeling 5 gallons flat, I got something planned, which is little cheese sandwiches. Come on! Here's a great little snack to tide you over till dinner. If you want something delicious and nutritious, cheese is a super snack. Look, a wagon wheel. When my get up and go has got up and went, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When I'm dancing a hold down and my boots kind of slow down, or any time I'm weak in the knees, I hanker for a hunk of, a slab or slice of chunk of, a snacker D is a winner, and yet won't spoil my dinner. I hanker for a hunk of cheese. Yahoo!
Hi, time for Timer. And time to make a week's supply of healthy after-school snacks. Now some weekend when it's raining and your mother is complaining because you're hanging around just twiddling your thumbs. Tell your mom that you've been itching to make something in the kitchen. And oh yes, the mess will be a minimum. But the thing that's going to please her is you make it in the freezer, and nothing could be easier to fix. Now just watch as I go through it. Really, all you need to do it is some kind of juice and just a few toothpicks. Okay, now take an empty ice tray and fill it up with orange juice or lemonade or pomegranate juice or whatever turns you on. Then cover the tray with plastic wrap, carefully poke the toothpicks through the plastic, put it in the freezer, and in a few hours, presto, stacks of snacks. Don't wait until it rains before you try this nifty trick. You'll have a fun time making sunshine on a stick. Time for Timer, your roving reporter. I'm talking to you from inside a fantastic factory, your digestive system. You know what we build here? You. Not out of wood or metal, but out of food. You see, you are what you eat from your head down to your feet. Things like meat and eggs and fish you need to build up muscle tissue. Uh-oh. Hello, appetite control, more protein. We need energy. Playing tennis today, you know. Whoops. All these motors in your body need a lot of fuel to go on, like carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, vitamins, and so on. What's left over forms the building blocks you need, indeed, to grow on. Yes, you are what you swallow, so that next time you feel hollow, don't just fill your face with any old kind of treat. This goes for every kid or six-foot athlete. All you really are is walking away.
Bella,
what happened?
Never to return again.
Hey, kid, have a carrot.
A carrot?
Carrot sticks are yes indeed. They are delicious. If you must eat in between meals, why not eat nutritious dishes? Like fill a bowl with ice cubes and add raw cauliflower. Stuff celery with cheese and let it chill for half an hour. Add carrot sticks and olives and any other knickknacks. Then keep this by the TV set for when you want those.
First his wife, then he.
Tragic.
Tell me something.
Hey, kid, want to have teeth that shine? Then do what I do to mine. Open up. Learn to brush with little strokes at the gum line. Up and down, back and front, not across. And after brushing, rinse them. Then pull down between with dental floss. Every day you must protect them, or else cavities will wreck them. Decay may strengthen some forgotten spot. Be fair to yourself. Take care of yourself. Remember, you're the only you you've got.
An L.A. homicide speeds away in their only car.
Absolutely marvelous word.
Abkadepki Jekyll Menokwers Do It Is. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadepki Jekyll Menokwers Do It Is. I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awful clear to me. Abkadepki Jekyll Menokwers Do It Is. If I ever find a what can that strange-looking word possibly mean? Funny word. It might be kind of an
elephant. Hi, time for timer. What? No time for breakfast. Now look, since 6 o'clock last night, you haven't eaten a bite. Come on, I'll show you why that's really not the way for a growing kid to start a busy day. Here we are inside your body, and this noisy, empty space is your stomach getting angry because there's no food in the place. Uh-oh, let's find some food fast. Now listen, I don't want you to think this is the best way to eat breakfast, but in case you can't cook, and if you haven't time for a good cereal in a well-balanced meal, then this quickie breakfast is better than nothing at all, okay? Hey, here's orange juice and milk and fruit juice waiting to be taken. And bless my soul, right here's a bowl with one cold piece of steak in, a hard-boiled egg or chicken leg or cheese or lechon meat, or a peanut butter sandwich. Any time of day is a treat, so you keep your mom from grumbling and stop that stomach rumbling and keep your legs from struggling when you play. You gotta eat some...
When friends drink too much, even in galaxies far, far away, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. Could be dead wrong.
Hey, Joey, I finally sticks in my face. Here, take a look. There's a marijuana.
What the fuck?
One, two, chicken.
Hey, Joe. I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pop. You know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
One, chicken.
Joey's in a jam. What should he do?
Okay.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get out of there.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga!
Party people. Party people. Can y'all get funky? So silent voice. Can y'all get funky? The Zulu Nation. Can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk.
I'm not. A pronoun replacing the noun kangaroo. How common.
Now Rufus has a sister named Rafaela Gabriela Sarsaparilla. If she found a kangaroo, I'd say to you, she found a kangaroo that followed her home, and now it is hers. But I can't say that, because she found an odd bar that fell in love with her, and they're so happy. And my name's Albert Andreas Armadillo, no relation to the sarsaparillas. Because of pronouns I can say, I wish she would find a rhinoceros for me, and we'd be happy. You see, a pronoun was made to take the place of a noun, cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down. Now I could tell you Rafaela, Gabriella, and Rufus, Xavier, Sarsaparilla, and Albert, Andreas, Armadillo found an aardvark, a kangaroo, and a rhinoceros. And now that aardvark and that kangaroo and that rhinoceros belong respectively to Rafaela, Gabriella, Sarsaparilla, and Rufus, Xavier, Sarsaparilla, and Albert, Andreas, Armadillo. Because of pronouns, I can say in this way, we found them and they found us, and now they are ours, and we're so happy. Thank you, pronoun. You see, a pronoun was made to take the place of a noun, cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down.
Conversation de Lucien, Eras, et Rabelais.
Sometimes when we take them all on the bus, people really raise a fuss. They start shouting out a lot of pronouns at us, like, who brought that rhinoceros on this bus? And what made that horrible noise? And which one of them getting off first? What in which are special pronouns that can ask a question in a sense where you do not know the name of the noun. But I know I have mine and she has hers, and he has his and you have yours. They love us and we love them, but ours is dumb. That's how it is with friends and pronouns. You are really friends.
A trusted blacksmith for a sword that would become pure meat. And then the bard that was standing at the side decided to be quiet.
What? You can buy weapons here. Finest Bower Stone steel. Oh, this should be good. The hero visited the trusted blacksmith for a sword that would become pure myth. And the bard that was standing at the side decided to be quiet forthwith.
It's shaping up nicely.
I have returned. Meet me by the clock tower in the main square.
As long as the economy stays as it is, I'd rather see a hawk turned inside out.
I apologize for the delay. Events are moving quickly indeed. Think about your life. All the places you've been, the people you've known, everything you've done. How many moments, how many memories. Fair this man. They had just as many. And now they have none. Because of you. Do you feel the weight of this group's guilt? They will get used to the burden, as all heroes must. Come. The world is better off without Fag. And certainly Bower Lake is in your debt. But to really see the impact of your actions, you need look no further than Bower's to. It has changed much since you lived here. Particularly old town, where you spent your childhood. Never forget that even the simplest choice can have far-reaching consequences. Look. That is where Lucien is now. The tattered spell.
Come on, Lucien.
Ha! The spy was intended to conjure it for all the magic in the world, granting the kingdom's ruler a power so he could bend reality to his will. On the day it was completed, and the first wish made, a light bloomed inside, though its nature must have been dark. Centuries of civilization were its people erased from existence. Some say that this was the first wish, thanks to a hollow and corrupt world, and for a pure thing to take its place.
No more. I'm done.
And now the spire rises once again by Lucien's hand. Lucien found documents which foretold the coming of one who would stop him using the spire. That is why your sister died. And that is why you will face him. The cards have shown me this. Here. Take a look. Each of the three heroes you see in the cards is a step on the hidden path to Lucien's downfall. And the life force of heroes, will itself, is the key to the spire's power. Lucien's agents scour the land even as we speak. You must find the three heroes before Lucien does, because you are the fourth, the one who will bring his downfall. I have seen a vision of a holy ritual in Oakfield. Salvation, though bittersweet, is delivered by one of incredible strength. Speak to the abbot at the Temple of Light and see what you can learn of this pilgrim. The road to Oakfield will be dangerous. Good luck.
You need. It may be expensive, but it's worth every ounce of gold. From this day forth, this citizen shall be known to all as Chicken Chaser. Shall be known to all as...
Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Amuse yourself with some harmless gambling.
I used to go to a pub called the...
You won't regret spending so much gold. Oh, it's expensive for a reason. It's the best.
You won't be disappointed. That's a goodbye. Oh, you won't regret buying that. Hope you enjoy it.
I quite like the way you look.
Reality that brings everybody down into this fantasy world, and it was wonderful.
I don't know that he ever had a job of any kind.
Eugene didn't have a bank account. Sing a little, dance a little, take a little shorthand. He did what he had to do to survive.
Well, he was definitely a freeloader. I mean, I think he lived on opportunities through the whole life.
This academy trained the most supremely gifted sons and daughters of Albion, bound together by the blood that flowed in their veins. Can you feel the power coursing through you?
That will be remembered for all time, or at least as long as there are people around to remember it.
Once upon a time.
And I will find yours.
The rules cannot be broken. We will take whoever bears the dark seal.
Hey, Amy.
And looking as
hey, Amy.
As ever.
Look at Mommy. Uh-oh, here comes Maggie. Hi, speak. Maggie.
The last time I killed you, it tore my heart out. Of course you were only a child. But then, so was I.
You have passed the test.
Five grades of chili, okay? Five grades. Grade number five is the cayenne, the Mexican chili. Everybody believes that cayenne is number one. No, cayenne is number five.
Thousands of years ago.
Number four is the regular Indian chili. Number three is the Indian Hyderabadi chili called Kandari chili.
Sacrifice.
And number two is the Thai chili. And number one is the Indonesian chili. The yellow one is a little one, okay? That Indonesian chili, if you put it in your car battery, it will turn your car on. It's so hot. The more the chili is hot, the more it's good for you, more beneficial. Don't eat any garbage. Don't go and get any chili from the grocery. The more it is hot, the more it is effective because it can release more alkali inside to stabilize your stomach, okay? The chili which is not hot has a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of sugar and a lot of things, and it's not an antioxidant. It cannot handle free radicals. It cannot sterilize your body because the chili is sterilized. You have you seen any rotten chili in grocery? Never. Bacteria is not crazy. It will never touch chili. She knows you'll die. This is why all the chili has to be hot, okay? Chili is very important in my diet. Take care.
Show you how to make a unique salad dressing that most people haven't had before. We're going to use just three ingredients. It's going to be nice and sweet, it's going to be kind of tangy, and it's going to have a third flavor that's completely different from tangy or sweet. What we're going to use are extremely ripe bananas, lime juice, and chili powder. To this we'll add just a little bit of olive oil. All told, we're going to use 3 ounces of lime juice, 2 very ripe bananas, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, and 1 teaspoon of chili powder. Since I'm using a small chopper, we're going to make half of the recipe. We'll put the full amount of chili powder in the first batch, and then mix the 2 batches together in the salad. Okay, here we go. A salad dressing, the likes of which you have never had before, in under 5 minutes. First, I'll add 1.5 ounces of lime juice. Remember, we're doing this in 2 batches. 1.5 ounces of lime juice. Put that right into our chopper. Then we'll peel one of these extremely ripe bananas. And if you happen to hate bananas that are really speckled or brown in any way or anything other than yellow or even green, don't worry about that, because when we get to this stage, they're super sweet. So I'll be able to add 1 whole banana into here with the lime juice. Close the lid. Let's blend it up.
That's crazy.
This, we'll add 1 teaspoon of chili powder, any kind you like. This is a mild chili powder. I'm going for the chili powder taste, not for heat. If you like, on top of your chili powder, you could add just a little bit of cayenne if you want to make it spicy as well. Blend that up again. This will add 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Blend that a little bit. Okay, that's basically half of the recipe. And now do that again with the other banana. Okay, we're half done. Let's do it again. I poured the first half of the recipe into this 2-cup measuring cup, and we're ready to go again. So, take 1.5 ounces of lime juice. One more extremely ripe banana. Remember, the riper the banana, the sweeter it's going to be. And if the texture is the thing that you don't like, if you don't like soft bananas, this is a good way to get rid of bananas that you don't feel like eating because they're too soft. I have one more. Okay, we did add the chili powder. Try it. I promise you, you will be able to distinctly taste the lime juice with its tanginess, the banana with its sweetness, and the chili powder with its own unique flavor. Enjoy. There you go. Mix your banana with a full bag of coleslaw straight out of a bag at your local grocery store. You've got a delicious salad to go with your main meal.
Number 1, Stew Builder Dennis. Number 2, Charlie the Yank.
Here are the names of a few people who enjoy listening to WRUW.
Number 80, Niles Butterball, the Frozen Turkey. Stand by for 162. 162, Achilles Snail Hair, the Buddha. Number 175, Commodore 64.
WRUW, we're popular with the hobos.
Number 669, Wally Dregs, the Newfoundland Screech. Stand by.
Remember those old savings bonds you got for your birthday or graduation? Yeah, the ones you stuck away in a drawer and forgot all about? Well, after 30 years, those savings bonds have stopped earning interest, and you're losing money to inflation. In fact, Americans have billions of dollars of Series E savings bonds just sitting around. Find out if you have any savings bonds over 30 years old. Go to treasuryhunt.gov. Join the hunt at treasuryhunt.gov.
Right, y'all, enough of that. It's time to go to bed, y'all. Time to go to bed. I don't want to hear that. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. Yes. Okay, okay.
Once upon a time, there was a poor child with no father and no mother. And everything was dead.
Some of the following material may be found objectionable by members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Are y'all kids tucked in?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Another Wednesday night here with Kurt.
Hey.
And me, Pete, here with Fireside Chat. I'm going to kick right into it this week. I'm going to play, starting off with a little shout-out, lads. I'm going to play 100 Degrees.
Who's next? It's going to be